Many people in our community put off homelessness as an abstraction, as something that exists but really isn't a problem here. While working on my senior project last semester, which involved research on the issue in Wilmington, I came into contact with many opinions on the state of people without permanent housing. One of the more popular ideas was that stable housing and an increased quality of life could be obtained simply by acquiring a job and working hard. This is also the backbone of the American dream in many cases. In a simpler world, this would be an ideal way to deal with homelessness, but many people choose to ignore the fact that situations are always more complex than they may seem. In my 6 years of volunteering with a Tuesday night feeding ministry that is run within First Baptist Church downtown, I've come into contact with many unique people who do not fit the, quote, homeless stereotype, unquote, by any means. These people include veterans, employed single mothers, and elderly couples. When people don't stop to think about other influential factors that cause homelessness, such as disability, age, or dependency, the full picture of the issue is obscured. As Gary Harris, the man who started the ministry, says, "Most of the time you don't think about the problem until it is in your neighborhood." I hope that people in Wilmington and surrounding areas take the time to develop a deeper understanding on the lack of affordable housing, and that we can work together to improve our community as a whole through volunteering with organizations that truly help people work towards obtaining permanent housing. If there is only one thing I could take away from my experience with volunteering, it would be the importance of awareness and considering all parts of situations. I firmly believe that homelessness can be solved when it is seen as a community issue, not an individual one.